school.
I know, we about forgot about it.
Yeah.
We will call this meeting of the BZA to order. Would you take role, please?
Rob Kaufman.
Here.
Dave Eggers.
Here.
Aaron Munson, Jack Swindell.
Here.
Skylar Early.
Here.
We've all had an opportunity to look at the minutes from last meeting. Are there any corrections, revisions? Without so, I would seek a motion.
So moved.
Motion's been made to accept the meetings as presented to us. We'll take a vote. Those in favor?
Somebody second. Did somebody second?
Second, nine.
Gotcha. I didn't hear him if I did.
I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Those opposed, nay. It has been passed. With that, can we go to the first?
First case tonight is BZA 031-23. Jose Torres is a petitioner. Petitioner's requesting a variance at 409 Cornerstone Avenue. He's wanting to vary from the required 20-foot rear yard setback to a 6-foot setback to build a gazebo/pergola on the back of his house.
Would the petitioner step forward, please, and state your name and your case?
And let's see. Hi, my name is Jose Torres. His English isn't the best. He wants to build a gazebo so he could put a patio set in his backyard.
There's nothing running back there that we need to be concerned about, is there?
I think the utilities are in the front. That's a newer subdivision. I think all the utilities are up front in this one.
Okay. There's probably nobody in or opposed to this. Is there any questions or discussion amongst the board?
You've already started, right?
There's four posts up, I think,
Well, I just wondered by looking at the post how tall it was.
He already started. He didn't realize he had to get the permit.
It's not taller than the house,
it's
right?
It's not taller than the house, so correct.
The post?
No. It's about 8 feet tall.
Okay. Usually how they...
Flat roof, right?
Well, usually how I've seen them, they tie into the lower portion of this roof.
Right, so am I, but it looked like the posts were a lot taller than that.
Just as long as it's not as tall as the house.
Yeah, it's not
going to be
as tall as the house.
Okay.
Anything else from the board?
It looked like going down that same property line that there was multiple sheds back close to that setback.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't have anything else.
I make a motion to approve.
Motion's been made.
Second.
And seconded. We will vote then, please.
What is that noise?
I thought it was the furnace kicker.
Like an airplane.
It sounds like the old one. We not unhook the old one when we took it?
It's like four burners.
Four burners. So it is approved.
Sorry, we have one more question.
Yep.
Later on, he wants to put up a fence too. Does he have to get another permit for that?
Fence, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Just tell him he needs to come in and talk to Patty.
For the building permit.
For the building permit for this. Okay. And if he wants a fence, needs to talk to Patty as well.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're done.
All right. Next case we have is BZA 032-23. Sandra Kell is a petitioner. Petitioner is requesting a variance at 2646 Pebblebrook Drive. She wants to put up a 6-foot fence. She lives on a corner lot there, and if you went out and looked at it, the fence is already up. She didn't realize she needed a variance, so she's here for that reason. And there you are.
And just state your name and what you want.
Yeah, state your name if you would, please, and tell us that you put the fence up on it.
I'm Sandra Kell, and I'm applying for the variance on the fence I have in my yard. And I've done all of the things that are necessary as far as applying and paying the fees.
Okay.
The fence has been there for about 10 years.
Yeah, the fence was there. She just added to it. You added what?
I didn't add to it. What do you mean by adding to it? If the fence was already there, I just had some...
New panels put up?
New panels, because they were getting...
Gotcha.
Old and...
So it was there. She just put up new panels, and when she put up the new panels, the gentleman that was here prior to had raised the issue with her and said she needed to get a variance, so...
Okay.
Okay. Anything from anybody up here? If not, I'll seek a motion.
Make a motion to approve.
Been made. Seconds?
Second.
It has been seconded. We will vote. It has been approved. You're able to keep your fence. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Have a nice evening.
Yeah, does the party start when we leave?
Yep. Yeah. The big screen comes down back here.
I've got a question. Is there any repercussions yet from last month?
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
No, sure. Mr. Melton came to City Hall and hand-delivered a letter addressed.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
It's what you do. A lot of headaches. We appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. I was just looking at the screen to see...
Are we by ourselves?
If anybody was on. So Mr. Melton came to City Hall several times since his denial. And on one occasion, he gave me a handwritten letter addressed to council wanting to appeal the decision from the BZA. And at the time, I told him, you know, I'm not really sure what the procedure is. I'll get back with you. Well, there is no procedure. You all are the final deciding body on that. So I drafted a response and sent it in the mail. I want to limit my in-person interaction with this individual. He's volatile and unpredictable in my experience.
Yeah, I think he was wanting to appeal to the council.
Yeah.
Chris had said, that's not your appeal process. It is if you want to get an attorney.
Yeah.
Because BZA is the final decision.
Right.
Yep, I said...
He didn't realize that.
Council doesn't take appeals on these. You know, the decision's final. Garage needs to be down by November 24th, as stated in the order he got from Kelly's office, Kelly Pfeiffer. And if you want to get legal counsel, that's what then you're right. And I haven't had any interaction with him since. He should have received that letter either Friday or Monday. I know he's gotten it because he's ticked off.
So basically, we can incur fines on a daily basis. My hope is that he will comply. I really don't want his money. I just want the structure removed.
Right.
But if we're still sitting here next month at this time and nothing, then I'd say that we ought to go after some sort of fine each.
Did you say November 24th?
That was the date given for demolition, yeah.
Okay. So that was last week, and he had...
And then Jeremy reinspected yesterday, and it was still up.
Still up. So I mean, I would assume that Chris could tell us, but we could probably make our fines retroactive after the 24th.
Yes.
November 24th? The whole building or just...
The whole thing. It needs to come down.
Was he, at one point, didn't he try to negotiate just moving it back?
Well, we tried that, but then as, if you remember, he was, yeah. I'm not doing nothing.
Right.
So.
And or the county commissioner advised us not to go that direction.
Right, yeah.
The fine route is we can absolutely go back to the 24th and do a daily from that date.
Yeah, I can tell you, that's probably not what I might rather. I would rather, you know, maybe give him a letter or two stating, maybe the next one says, hey, we can do it daily. We'll get together,
sure.
But I mean, if that's what you guys think. I think he gets another letter probably here before long, says we can incur fines after the 24th. It's not our hope to do that, but if you don't make some progress here on starting demo, that's going to be our...
Another semi-threatening letter.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Maybe suggest they hire the insurer, fill a cigarette down in the month of August. Because I don't think he's...
Now listen to you. Well, you were a protector, now we're performing arson, right?
Maybe that's not a good idea.
Not performing, encouraging.
So, yeah.
You can leave that out of it.
He hasn't done anything yet. So...
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and we've got other options. If we need to pursue later down the line, we can absolutely go that route if we need to, but...
I'm assuming if he just refuses to do anything and then he doesn't pay fines, then we could probably go in and do something.
Yeah, we can either do the work ourselves and then...
Put it on his taxes.
Put it on his taxes, or that, honestly, from an efficiency standpoint, that would be my route. Or my preferred route, because the other route is for the city to initiate a lawsuit, and those take for freaking ever. And frankly, as soon as I do that, I start billing the city hourly, and that gets expensive. And I want to be judicial with the city's money.
But it's also not his property, though, right?
Correct. It's Clarion.
Right. We're talking about this guy because he seems to be the guy coming in, and I've kind of made up my mind if he comes back again, I'm going to tell him.
It would be Clara. I shouldn't say.
Yeah, she would be taxed to her
so
property
she being
tax.
Informed as well. Then?
Yes, all my correspondence has been addressed to her and Israel.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's kind of her spokesperson, because I don't think she likes to talk, but she needs to know.
Really, because she talked to me in the parking lot when we left after the last meeting, across the parking lot.
She
could. You gonna sleep well tonight?
Talks to me a lot too.
Well,
she's quite the pistol.
My opinion is, now you guys have certainly dealt with him more than I have. I did go out to the house previous and then at the meeting. Like to give the guy maybe one more shot before we start going in there and getting in his pocket.
Yeah. I agree.
If everybody else wants
I really don't want his money. I don't want his money. I just want structure gone.
So what do you think, Rob? You give him another shot as a time delay to have him remove that garage? Is that what you're saying? Past the November 24th?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're past November 24th. So
sure.
We're already past there. So, you know, and it's a big structure, and I looked at it. I mean, it's well put together.
Do you think it is? Because I didn't think it was at all. I thought that lag bolt he put through the center and him not matching up was a sheer design flaw.
Okay. Well, it's still...
I mean...
It might take him a minute to get rid of it. But
that's kind of my point. It's not going to come down in a day.
I haven't seen any progress.
He's had ample amount of time and zero progress.
Yeah, like he hadn't taken any of the siding... Right. You know, first off, I think you'd want to take the metal off, and then you'd want to...
I mean, we've never taken the tarp down out front. We're not. He has made it, and if you want to look at his Facebook page or something, really a lot of fun to watch that.
Yeah. Yeah.
His little dark face videos where he talks adversely about all of us.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty...
I say we don't give him another second.
I think
we'd smoke him. Because he's wrong and in violation.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not in session anymore, but do we want to kind of do an impromptu vote on this or what? I mean, I didn't look at his Facebook page,
I'll defer to Jeremy and Chris, whatever you guys think is the best route for.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's more your office thing, so you know we have.
Well, I would prefer
to get it more and more.
Would prefer to have Chris draft one more letter letting him know that it's not down by, I don't know, what do you think? Another
January
30 days?
I was going to say a month. Or
just terminate into the year. If this is not rectified by the beginning of 2024, we will pursue and go forward.
I would be more comfortable with that because I think that's more... And you're right. You're not wrong when you say.
I know, but
I think that's more than generous by this board and the city. Is
you
got the first year, but
yeah.
And if it's not down, we're I'm going for back.
Yes.
We're going back to the 24th.
And she needs to understand that that penalty, those, she can say she's not paying all she wants, but those get tagged to her property taxes and she'll pay them or she'll lose.
Right.
And that she needs to know that's the process that happens, right? So the way he makes it sound, she was living in a junk house before he come along and made her life so much better anyway, so, because my wife made me listen to a couple of those.
So I'm good with that. You want to maybe draft something else, giving him till the first of the year, and there will be a re-inspect, and if it is not down, then we will go after the, from the 24th on, the fine penalties.
24th of November on.
And maybe.
I'm okay with that.
I'm all about giving benefit of the doubt, mostly because of you guys, not us. I mean, it's, that kind of gives you a little bit of showing some good gratitude and.
Can't say we didn't give him a chance.
Yes.
Right.
They could still say it, but it wouldn't be true.
Adjourn.
I also know we have some stuff going on, so.
Yeah.
I think technically we.
I don't.
Really adjourn, we're just not.
I don't really know.
Hey, I make a motion we adjourn because I'm already 12 minutes out of it. Yeah, 12 minutes out of the basketball game. Unless there's something else.
Is enforcement in our in the BCA's jurisdiction?
Well.
Hey, don't smile, that's because it just easily went bad.
This body is the arm of our arm.